But last week we began speaking about the bracha of first bracha we make every day, which is the bracha of Asher Kiddushanu b'mitzvoisa v'tzivanu al netilas yadayim. The bracha that we make, we bless Hashem for commanding us with His commandments, that for sanctifying us with His commandments, and that He commanded us al netilas yadayim. And we mentioned briefly that the term al netilas yadayim, just the language of al netilas yadayim, does not really define what we're doing. It should be al rechitzas yadayim. It seemed would have been the right word, on the washing of the hand. So the commentaries, the Rishonim, have a great difficulty explaining this, and I went into a couple of the explanations that are given, but they are all still very difficult. So there are Rishonim, and specifically the Balei Kabbalah, that suggest that the word netila, which we use, al netilas yadayim, comes from the word of lifting, which means we find vayinatleim vayinaseim. We find the word vayinatleim meaning that He lifted them. If we say uvel letzion every day, we say vatesaeni ruach, which means and a wind lifted me, and then we say it in Aramaic unetaltani rucha. Right, a wind, which means a wind lifted me. We use the word netila. So they say that the mitzvah is lifting of the hands. That is the mitzvah of netilas yadayim. And therefore, the mekubalim specifically say that it's very important after a person washes their hands that they should lift their hands to the level of their head, the right hand over the left hand. That is netilas yadayim. That is the lifting of the hands. It has very Kabbalistic reasons to it, which I'm not going to get into because I don't understand them. But I believe that there are very important. Very important messages that we can understand based on this definition of netilas yodayim, meaning the lifting of the hands. Now, it's definitely no accident that this shiur of talking about on the Tilas Yadayim comes out during this week. This Shabbos is Shabbos Zohar. We're going to be talking about Moshe Rabbeinu winning the war over Amalek by lifting his hands. So there is the lifting of the hands that seems to be plays a very significant role. Specifically, this week's parsha regarding being victorious over Amalek. For those who just walked in, I don't want you to miss the whole shiur. There are Rishonim, and specifically the Balei Kabbalah, that say that al netilas yadayim means the lifting of the hands. The netila comes from the word vayinatleim vayinaseim, which means to lift. And and they say that it's important for a person after they wash their hands to lift their hands. But and so now we're going to go into what that means for us and how that it affects our avodas Hashem. Now we know that Yisrael, we've been a Yisrael, we are called Rishis. We're called the first. in the beginning of the Torah, Bereishis Bara Elokim, Rashi brings that the world was created Bishvil Yisrael Shnikru Reishis, for the sake of Bnei Yisrael that are called Reishis. Why are we called Reishis? Why are we called the beginning? I believe that the reason is because we understand the importance of beginnings. We understand that the way things start, that has a very strong power to cause that everything that follows it should be the way the beginning was. Of course, it's always possible for a person to change afterwards, but beginnings play a very, very important role in a person's life. And this is why it's very important that a person starts their day with something spiritual. It should be Torah, it should be tefillah. There are halachas that tell us that we're not allowed to take care of our own needs, we're not allowed to do any type of business, we're not allowed to eat or drink before we daven. And even if you don't daven the whole davening, at least to say brachas beforehand. The day needs to start with ruchnis. The day needs to start right. If the day starts right, then everything that follows has a greater chance at being right. Amalek is also called Reishis. The Pasuk says in Parshas Balak, Reishis Goyim Amalek. Amalek is the first of the nations. And the reason why they're called Reishis is because they also understand the power of the beginning. So they counter us. They fight us at the beginnings. They don't want to allow us to begin things right. They want us to begin things wrong. And we're not talking about the nation Amalek per se. We're talking the Amalek that is within each and every one of us. That's what Amalek is, Reishis. Amalek doesn't want us to start things the way we're supposed to start them. So, as we see from Moshe Rabbeinu, the way to overcome Amalek is through Netilas Yadayim. It's through lifting of the hands. That's how Moshe Rabbeinu overcomes Amalek. So the first bracha we have in the day, our rachis of the day, is the bracha Asher Kedishanu b'mitzvos avitzivanu al netilas yadayim. The Rebbeinu Shlalom commanded us to raise our hands. We are going to overcome this Amalek of rachis. This is our first bracha of the day. Now, what does this all mean? How is lifting the hands, how is that going to give us the power to overcome Amalek? So I'd like to suggest a few different approaches, as many as time allows us. In Parshas Yisroi, the Parsha begins, Vayishma Yisroi Kohen Midian Chosen Moshe. It's called Asher Osa Lekim the Moshe the Yisroel Amoy. Yisroi, Yisroi, the priest of Midian, the father-in-law of Moshe, heard all that Hashem did for Moshe and Yisroel, his nation. Ki hoiti Hashem es Yisroel Mitzrayim, that Hashem took Bnei Yisroel out of Mitzrayim. So Rashi says, what did Yisroi hear? Ma shmua shama uba. What did Yisroi hear that made him come? That made him come and convert and join Klal Yisroel. Rashi says, Kriyas Yamsuf and Muhammad Amalek. He heard the splitting of the sea and the battle with Amalek. And all the Mefarshim have difficulty as to where is Rashi getting this from, that it was only specifically these two things that Yisroi heard. The Pasuk says, Ki hoitzi Hashem es Yisroel Mitzrayim. He heard that Hashem took Bnei Yisroel out of Mitzrayim. So he heard everything. He heard the Makkos. He heard Why should we say, why should we limit it to Kriyas Yam Suf and Mechamas Amalek? If you look into the parasha, Yisrael says, "Vayomer Yisrael." Yisrael says, "Baruch Hashem, Asher Hitzel Eschem Yad Mitzrayim Yad Paroi." Blessed is Hashem. He saved you from the hand of Paroi, from the hand of Mitzrayim and the hand of Paroi. Asher Hitzel Soam Etachas Yad Mitzrayim, and he saved the nation from underneath the hand of Mitzrayim. He repeats the word Yad 3 times in this pasuk. That he saved you from the hand of Mitzrayim, the hand of Paroi. Why is the word Yad repeated so many times here? The pasuk could have easily been written without the word Yad altogether. He saved you from Paroi and from Mitzrayim. Why Yad Paroi, Yad Mitzrayim? Kabbalah HaTorah begins with Anoichi Hashem Alekech Asher Tzisichem Eretz Mitzrayim. I am Hashem, your God, that took you out of Mitzrayim. And all the commentaries ask the obvious question: Why did Hashem identify Himself? Why does Hashem introduce Himself to us by telling us that I am Hashem that took you out of Mitzrayim? Why doesn't He say Anoichi Hashem Alekech Asher Barasi Shemayim Va'aretz? I created heaven and earth. Why talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim? That's how Hashem wants to identify Himself to us, that He took us out of Mitzrayim. There's a pasuk at the end of Parshas Yisroel that says, Hashem says, "B'chol makom asher azkir es shemi avay elach uberachticha." Every place that I mention my name, I will come to you and I will bless you. Pasuk makes no sense. Every place that I mention my name, should have said, every place that you mention my name, I will come to you and bless you. And Rashi says it's talking about Berchas Kehanim. It's talking about Nesias Kapayim. It's talking about when the Kehanim lift their hands and bless the nation. That's when Hashem says, I will come and bless you. But why the word, B'chol makom asher azkir es shmi, that I will mention my name? So, Chasam Sofer here says unbelievable words. Chasam Sofer in Parshas Yisroel, and I believe that this is a very important kavana in Al Netilas Yadayim. Chasam Sofer says that we know that in Mitzrayim we fell to Memtesh Ari Tumah. We fell to a very, very low level of Tumah. It's the 49th level of Tumah. How did we get there? So, what Mitzrayim was able to impress upon Bnei Yisrael is that the actions of human beings make no difference. They make absolutely zero difference. Not when a person does good, not when a person does bad. And the way they were able to influence Klal Yisrael is by, as Chazal tell us, the buildings that they built didn't last more than a few hours. They sunk right into the ground. So they showed them, whatever you do makes no difference. It accomplishes nothing. And when a person lives their life thinking that what they do doesn't accomplish anything, whether that's when they do good, and when they do bad, it doesn't do any damage. So then, what should stop a person? What should encourage a person to do good, and what should stop a person from doing bad? It doesn't make any difference anyway. That's what lands a person in Memtesh Shaarei Tumah. When we live a life of whatever, right? Who cares? What difference does it make? Says the Chasam Sofer, when Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, not only did Hashem teach us that our actions make a difference and that He cares about what we do, the Rebbeinu Shloim bestowed upon us godliness. He bestowed upon us elikus, godliness, to the point that an act of a yid, says Chassam Sofer, is a godly act. The speech of a Jew is godly speech. So it therefore, godly actions and godly speech goes a very, very long way. It has an effect on all of the world. And that's why the introduction to Kabbalah Satorah was, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, I am Hashem, your godliness. I am your godliness. Not, I am Hashem, your God. I am Anochi Hashem Elokecha. I am Hashem, I am your godliness. And you know when I taught this to you? Asherai Teisicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. When I took you out of Mitzrayim. And he says, Chassam Sofer says in unbelievable words, the words we say every day, and we don't even realize this is what we're saying. We say, Ani, at the end of Kriyat Shema, Ani Hashem Alekeichem Asher Etzeisi Eschem Eretz Mitzrayim Lios Lachem Lalekim. I'm Hashem, your God that took you out of Mitzrayim. How do we usually interpret this? To be to you as a God. No, says Chassam Sofer. I took you out of Mitzrayim Lios Lachem Lalekim to make you godly. That's how to understand the pasuk. I took you out of Mitzrayim not to be your God. I took you out of Mitzrayim to make you godly. A yid is godly. The things we do have godly powers. And the more a person is conscious of this, so they're careful about what they do, they're careful about what they say, the more godly the person is. And the more, if the person abuses it, the gift is taken away. And this is why we find that tzaddikim have an ability to say things and it happens. Why is that? It's tzaddikim are very conscious of their godliness and they only say things that are godly. And if God says something, it happens. So when a tzaddik uses his godly speech to say something, this will happen or this won't happen, that's what happens. Says the Chassam Sofer, this is what Yisrael heard. Vayishma Yisrael es kol asher asa elokim leMoshe leYisrael amai. He heard that Moshe and Yisrael became godly. Es kol asher asa elokim leMoshe leYisrael amai. That Moshe and Yisrael amai became elokim. That's what he heard. He heard that they became godly. That's what attracted him. Not only did they leave Mitzrayim, they became godly. Now, where do we see this? You know how we saw this? There are two instances where Moshe lifted his hands and worlds changed. He lifted his hand and a sea split. It says Moshe lifted his hand and the sea split. Moshe lifted his hand and Amalek fell. How is that possible? That's not human. That's godly. The only way that's possible is because Hashem gave Moshe godly power. Not only Moshe, but every yid that is conscious of this power. Every yid that has the ability to realize and to know that their hands are godly. And whatever they do can be a godly act. Whatever they say can be godly words. And when we lift our hands, we have to realize we're not plain human beings. We're godly people. And we shouldn't be lifting our hands unless we realize that what we're doing is a godly act. So the first thing we say every morning is Asher Kedishonu b'mitzvoyso v'tzivonu al netilas yodayim. Hashem sanctified us and He commanded us to lift our hands. Our hands are not simple hands. We have to understand that our hands are lofty. Our hands are godly hands. But Amalek wants us to believe that we're tachas Hashemayim. We're just normal human beings, regular human beings. We're underneath the heavens. That's why we have a mitzvah. Timchezech Amalek mitachas Hashemayim. Right? Erase the memory of Amalek from underneath the heavens. Right? Those words aren't necessary. Why do we need the words Mitachas HaShemayim? It's because that's what Amalek stands for. Amalek wants us to believe that we're just regular human beings. And the way we overcame that is because Moshe Rabbeinu lifted his hands. Moshe Rabbeinu showed us that our hands are not simple hands. Al Netilas Yodayim. We have to realize that our hands are godly hands. And that's why the Pasuk says, every time I mention my name, I will be there to bless you. Because when we speak, it's not just us speaking. The Rabbeinu Shlalem is speaking through us. It's godly speech. We human beings don't have the right to mention Hashem's name. It's the only reason we're able to mention Hashem's name is because we have godly speech. When we say Hashem sefosai tiftach, right? Hashem, you will open my mouth. Right? Hashem speaks through us. That's how we have the right to mention Hashem's name. So we don't mention Hashem's name. Hashem mentions his name. And Rashi says, when is this? By Nesias Kapayim, when the hands are lifted. That when the Kehanim lift their hands, why do the Kehanim lift their hands when they bless us? The reason why the Kehanim lift their hands when they bless us is because to understand that their hands are not just simple hands. Human beings can bless from today to tomorrow. It's not going to help anything. It's only the only reason their blessings have a power is because their blessings are godly. So they lift their hands while they bless us. There's an understanding that they're not simple hands. Those are hands that are godly. So when we say the bracha, Asher Kiddushanu b'mitzvoisa v'tzivonu al netilas yodayim, where this is not just about washing the hands. This is about raising our hands, understanding that our hands are not simple hands. Our hands have the ability to accomplish tremendous things. And the opposite as well. Our hands, since they are godly, can cause tremendous damage. That is how we begin our day. That's how we counter the racists of Amalek. We begin our day with Al Netilas Yadayim. That's one kavana to have in mind when we say Al Netilas Yadayim. Sure. There's a machlokes rishonim. Very good question, Rishonim. What is the reason for netilas yadayim? There is one opinion is that the reason we wash our hands in the morning is to get rid of the evil spirit that rests upon our hands while we're sleeping. There's actually a machlokes whether the evil spirit rests upon our hands while we're sleeping, or because it's nighttime. And the difference will be if somebody was up all night, right? Do they have to wash until it's time or not? And then there's another opinion that the reason we wash our hands is similar to the Kohanim who had to wash their hands before they began the Avod in the Beis HaMikdash, which is why, to us, we don't have Avod, all we have is Tefillah. So we need to wash our hands before we begin davening. So that's the B'cholik Zvishayim. So based upon that, it's either because we it's after a night or after a night's sleep, or it's because we're approaching tefillah.
What Rabbi is saying, it sounds like in the morning would be right. The most
yes. I'll tell you another kavana that we can have that is very fundamental to our emunah. There is a Daz Kenim in Balei Tosfos, which is the Balei Tosfos wrote a perish on the Torah. This, I believe, is in Parshas Kisisa. The Daz Kenim says that we find five times in the Torah a reference to Hashem's fingers. Obviously, Hashem has no fingers. Hashem has no body, but there's a reference to Hashem's fingers, whatever that means. The first time is in Parshas Noach. In Parshas Noach, the pasuk says, "V'zeh asher ta'aseh oisai." This is how you shall make it. Hashem is speaking to Noach, telling him how to make the teva. And Chazal say that when Hashem said "V'zeh asher ta'aseh oisai," Hashem was pointing to a teva with his fingers, with his finger, and saying, "This is how you shall make it." That's number one. Second time, the finger of Hashem is mentioned, is in Parshas Va'era, by the 10 Makas. The Pasuk says, by Makas Kinim, by the first couple of Makas, the Chartumim, the sorcerers of Mitzrayim, were able to imitate it. When it came to the Mak of Kinim, the Mak of Lice, the Chartumim were not able to imitate it, so they said, Etzva Elekim Hi, this is the finger of God. Right? That's the second time that we find the finger of Hashem mentioned in the Torah. The next time we find is in Parshas Boy. In Parshas Boy, it says, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim. Hashem gives us the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, of sanctifying the month based on the new moon. So Rashi brings from Chazal that Moshe Rabbeinu had difficult understanding what does the new moon mean. Hashem showed him Levana B'chidusha. Hashem showed him the new moon. Hashem pointed with his finger and said, Kizerei B'kadesh. This is how you shall. When it looks like this is how you shall sanctify it. That's the third time. In Parshas Kisisa, we have two. Parshas Kisisa, we have the Machzis HaShekel, when Hashem told Moshe that each and every Jew should give a half a shekel. It says that Moshe Rabbeinu had difficulty with it. Hashem showed him a fiery coin, and he said, Zeh Yitnu, this is what they shall give. Again, Chazal say he showed with his finger, this is what they shall give. That's the fourth time. And the fifth time is, it talks about the luchas. The luchas, the tablets. Ma'aseh Elokim, k'suvim ve'etzba Elokim. They were written with the finger of Hashem. Five times we find the reference to Hashem's fingers. And the Daz Kanim says that for each one of those five times, Hashem used a different finger. So we have the full hand of Kiviyach. Now, what does this all represent? So I'd like to suggest that we have Amalek, which is the power of evil in the world, that as the Pasuk says, Timcha ezecher Amalek mitachas hashemayim, erase the memory of Amalek from underneath the heavens. Underneath the heavens, what that represents is that Amalek wants us to believe that there is nothing that is going on over the heavens. So, and that really relates to five different areas. Number one is we believe that there is schar v'onish. We believe that there is reward and punishment. A yid is obligated to believe that. It's one of the foundations of our amunah. There is reward for those who do his mitzvahs, and that there is punishment for those who transgress Hashem's mitzvahs. Unlike Amalek, that would like to believe that whatever a person does doesn't make a difference. Does Hashem really care what a human being does? That is the attitude of Amalek. We believe that there is schar v'onish, that Hashem does care, and Hashem does know, and that there is a day of reckoning. That is represented by Hashem's finger by the Teva. Right? But the Teva represents that those who walked in Hashem's ways were saved, and those who didn't perished. That is what the Mabul and the Teva represent. So the first of Hashem's fingers, which represents Hashem's finger in this world, represents our belief in Schar V'Einish. The second is our belief that Hashem, that there's Hashgacha over every single creature in the world. And that nothing exists, not even the smallest piece, not even the smallest lice exists without Hashem sustaining it. Unlike Amalek that would like us to believe that everything is just a product of nature, and that things just happen on their own, we believe that every single molecule has Hashem's sustenance and His Hashgacha. And this is represented by the second time where Hashem shows His finger. Etzba Elokim Hi, when we're talking about lice, the smallest creatures in the world, the Makom of Kinim. Once again, Tachas Hashemayim, we have Emuna Shelema that Hashem exists, Tachas Hashemayim. The third, which is the constant renewal of the world, is represented by the Levana constantly renewing, and we sanctify the moon every time it renews itself. It's our belief in the constant Hischadshus Habriya, that the Rebbeinu Shlom is constantly renewing creation. HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chadashim. This is, the Kiddush HaChodesh is a symbol that we believe in the constant renewal and the recreation of the universe and everything that's inside of it. Once again, Amalek believes that everything's on autopilot, and that everything runs on its own. But we believe that Hashem is Tachas Hashemayim, and that everything is constantly renewed. Every single Bria in the world is renewed and re-energized every single moment. That's the third etzba. All referring to areas that are Tachas Hashemayim. The fourth, which is the Machtus HaShekel, represents that we believe that even mundane matters can be godly. And we can take a coin and make it godly. We can take a coin and make a Mishkan out of it. As long as we use our physical matters to serve Hashem, we can elevate them to become godly. Unlike Amalek, that would like everything that is Tachas HaShemayim to remain Tachas HaShemayim, we believe that everything in the world is given to us to serve Hashem. And even the physical, materialistic coin can be elevated and made godly. And that's why we have a finger of Hashem pointing at that Machtus HaShekel. You can use this to build the Mishkan. You can use this to bring my Shechina into this world. Tachas HaShemayim. And finally, we believe that the Torah is Min HaShemayim, and that the Torah is Etzba Elokim. The Torah is Ksuvim Etzba Elokim. The Torah is written by the finger of God. Unlike those who would wish to suggest that someone made it up, we believe Torah Min HaShemayim, that we have Tachas HaShemayim, comes from above. And these are all represented by the Yodayim. We have the five fingers of the Rebbeinu Shlomo. And if you look into the parsha we are going to read this week, it concludes with the word, this will help you remember the vort, it concludes with the words, Loi Tishkach, do not forget. Now, those words seem to be extra, because the parsha began with the word Zocher, remember. What do we have those words Loi Tishkach for? So I'd like to suggest that Loi Tishkach is an acronym. Loi is Rosh Tevis Luchos Aven, right? The tablets of stone. That's one. Tishkach is Tuf, is for Teva. The Shin is for Shekel. The Kuf is for Kinim. And the Ches is for Chodesh. Right? Those are the, we have the five, Loi Tishkach represent these five inyanim of the five fingers that we find a reference to them in the Torah. And this, and when Moshe Rabbeinu wanted us to overcome Amalek, he lifted his hands to remind Klal Yisrael that if you want to overcome Amalek, the Amalek that wants you to believe that everything is tachas Hashemayim, everything is underneath the heavens, remember. Remember the five fingers of the Rabbeinu Shlalem that represent how we believe that everything is, everything we have tachas Hashemayim is connected to above the heavens. And when we say the bracha in the morning, Asher kedishanu b'mitzvoisa v'tzivanu al netilas yadayim, Hashem is telling us that we need to lift the hands. We aren't tachas Hashemayim. We aren't underneath the heavens. In all these five areas, we have to lift our hands and to realize that in all these five areas, we are above the heavens. And that everything that is here in mitachas Hashemayim is very well connected to a Ribbono Shel Olam that is both above the heavens and tachas Hashemayim. We have another 2 minutes. There's another short kavana. We find in the words of Chazal that a handle of a keli, a handle of a vessel, is called a yad. It's called we call it a handle too, right? It's a handle because you use your hand to hold on to it, right? So it's called yodos hakelim. That's how Chazal call it. He called the yadayim of the kelim, the hand of the kelim. What are the handles of the mitzvahs? Right? We have the mitzvahs that we do. But the mitzvahs are handles. There's the way we hold on to the mitzvahs. And that is, the handles of the mitzvahs are all the physical things that we do. Right? We wouldn't be able to do mitzvahs if we wouldn't eat, and if we wouldn't drink, and if we wouldn't sleep. If we wouldn't do business, we wouldn't be able, if we wouldn't make a living, we wouldn't be able to learn Torah and daven and perform mitzvahs. So all of those things are the handles that help us hold the mitzvahs. That's what they are. They are the yodayim. That's what they're made for. They aren't there just to derive pleasure and to have a good time. That's not what they're there for. They're there to be the handles for us to hold the mitzvahs. So, when we get up in the morning, we lift the yadayim, and we say, Hashem commanded us, al netilas yadayim, to elevate the yadayim, to elevate all those handles that we are going to be busy with all day long. We are here to elevate them, not to indulge in them for the sake of our pleasure. But al netilas yadayim, we are here to elevate the yadayim and to make them holy. Yashikoyach.